be saved, isn't it?
Amen.
I appreciate the opportunity again to stand and try to share with you the Word of God that Lord God has laid upon our heart. I want to say a little thing about the choirs. Amen. I'll tell you, children, I love good Spirit-filled singing. Amen. Amen. The choirs does a wonderful job. And you sing like you mean it. Amen. And if you sing like you mean it, you know it's real in your heart and your life. Amen. I really appreciate the choirs. You do a wonderful job. I appreciate all that works with the choirs, the leaders and the piano players and the organists and everything. It all comes together. And I really appreciate that from the depths of my heart. If you don't think that's an evil in the church, you go in one for a couple of months that hasn't got that.
Right.
Amen. You'll find out right quick that they need that. And you just pray that God's will be done in our life. Amen. Just about every time that I go somewhere to preach, Shirley asked me, said, what are you preaching on tonight? She asked me that this evening, and she said, you're not going to preach on Mercedes-Benz, are you? Youngs, I don't know what you drive. Amen. I know what I drive, but I don't know what you all drive. Amen. I've had to apologize, Brother Chris. Amen. But I am not going to be preaching on that tonight. And I do thank God for the privilege just to stand before you and try to share with you what God has laid upon our heart. If you turn with us in the Old Testament book of Jonah, we'll look there tonight and share with you that the Lord God has laid upon our heart. And again, I appreciate the opportunity just to be here tonight and try to do what the Lord God has burdened my heart with tonight. Amen. If you have found new places in the Word of God, Jonah chapter number 4, we're going to read that that chapter, and then we'll go back over a few more. Amen. If you would like to stand, you may do so. The Bible says in Jonah chapter 4 and verse number 1, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before thee unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, I beseech thee my life for me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said the Lord, doest thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there was made him a booth, and sat under it in the shadow till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it come up over Jonah, that it may be a shadow over his head to deliver him from the grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd. But God prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day and smote it and the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass when the sun did rise that God prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, it is better for me to die than to live. And God said unto Jonah, dost thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even unto death. Then said the Lord, thou hast had pity on the gourd for that which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which come up in a night, and perished in a night. And should I not spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? May God add his blessing to the reading of God's word tonight. We'll ask Brother Chris if he would to lead us, Lord, in prayer, please. Amen. I appreciate that tonight. I'm going to do things a little bit different tonight in the way the Lord would lead me. And I want you to look at Jonah chapter number 1 tonight. And I just want to say a few things about this chapter and move right on to 2 and 3. And then we'll look at that chapter number 4 in the Word of God. The Bible said in verse number 1, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But I want you to look what Jonah did in verse number 3. The Bible said, "But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." We find that Jonah, he didn't want to listen to what God had asked him to do. And the reason of it is that Jonah was a Jew. He was a devout Jew, and he wasn't going down there and belittle himself to go down there to that wicked place called Nineveh that was full of Gentiles. And my friend, he wasn't going to go down there and preach the word of God unto them. My friend, listen to me today. It don't matter to me where I preach, amen. It don't matter to me, my friend, that where God puts me. I preached about anywhere that you want to preach. I preached in prison and him getting up and walking by me, and I'm standing there preaching and I'm thinking myself, my lens, I hope he don't jump me and try to beat me up. But my friend, it don't matter to me where God allows me to preach. I'll preach anywhere. I'll preach in any denomination. I'll preach the word of God just as plain and hard as I possibly can, that God will allow me to do that today. But we find that in the word of God here that Jonah, he didn't want to go down there to Nineveh. And so the Bible said that he went down there and he paid the fare thereof for him to get on a ship and go over, my friend, to the place to get away from going down to Nineveh. My friend, listen, sometimes you and I pay the fare thereof, amen? My friend, we won't allow God to do in our heart what it needs to be done. And youngs, if you fail to do that, you're going to pay the fare thereof. My friend, Jonah no doubt thought that, well, it's my money and I'm paying for it, and I can go and do what I want to please to do. And my friend, he went down there trying to get away, my friend, from the God and what God wanted him to do. My friend, he paid the fare thereof. You read the more there in the Word of God, how the Bible said in verse number 7, "And they said, every one of his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know the whoso caused this evil to come upon us." And they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. You know the story, how that they got out there on the sea, and the sea was raging and about ready to sink. And my friend, they said, somebody is out of God's will on this ship, amen. And my friend, it was Jonah that was out of God's will. My friend, the lot fell on Jonah, and my friend, they got together and they tried to go further in the ship. My friend, they couldn't go for the tempest of the storm, and Jonah said, "Just throw me overboard." My friend, I'm glad today, my friend, that God has a reason and a purpose in our heart and our life. And my friend, no matter what we do, my friend, we need to wake up and realize, as long as God's in it, I'm going to do it. Amen. My friend, no matter where he sends us, no matter what he wants to have done in our life, we just need to mind God. Say, "Lord God, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll preach where you want me to preach. I'll go where you want me to go." And my friend, if you just let God be God in your heart and your life, you won't have to pay the fare thereof. Amen. The Bible said in verse number 12, "And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake, this great tempest is upon you." Jonah told him, said, "Just take me out there and throw me in the sea." He said, "I'm the cause of it. I know why it's going up there." Verse 14, the Bible said, "Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us the innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hath done as it pleased thee." And my friend, these men got together and said, "Well, how are we going to have to throw him overboard?" And my friend, and they got to praying to God, asked God, "Lord, I want you to forgive us. I don't let this innocent blood be on us." But my friend, they didn't know what God had known. Amen. And Jonathan didn't know, my friend, what God knowed. My friend, I'm glad today that God knows all about us today. The Bible said, so they took up Jonah and cast him forth under the sea, and the sea caused a cease for him for her raging. My friend, I'm glad if we'll just mind God, my God will do what needs to be done in our heart and our life. My friend, chapter 1, you find Jonah running. My friend, he didn't know what to, where to go, but my friend, he listened. He realized all he needed to do is get away from God. If I can just get away from God, everything else will be all right. But I'll tell you right now, friend, you can't get away from God. There's a still of the night going to come at some time in your life. My friend, I'm telling you right now, when that still of the night falls in your life, I'm telling you God has a great opportunity to get a hold of your heart, and my friend, and squeeze your heart and let you, my friend, get have lay there in that bed, your eyes wide open, your heart open, and my friend, just commune with God. Lord God, I've cried like a baby. I've woke up during the night. God burdened my heart, laid there in that bed and cried like a baby. I said, God, you tell me what you want me to do. My friend, I'd get the Word of God and begin to read it, and it'd just jump out at me. Hey, man, He's never spoke to me in an audible voice. My friend, He deals with my heart. My friend, He deals with my heart through the Word of God. And you know, if we need anything from God, I'm glad we got a great big God that loves us and cares about us today. My friend, we find that God had something prepared. The Bible said in verse 2, my friend, we find that God, Jonah, was turning. My friend, he realized, my friend, that he ought to have to do what God has called him to do. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly. You see, God had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, my friend, in that sea. And I've heard a lot of stories about how people try to come in and say and discount this scripture today. They say that he just imagined that, and my friend, a ship come by with a big fish on the end of it. And my friend, a picture of a ship with a big fish on the end of it, and rescued Jonah out of the sea. Now I want to tell you something this evening, children. I believe God. Amen. The Bible said God prepared a fish. My friend, some folks say it had to be a whale. Well, I don't differ with that. Amen. My friend, listen. It could be a guppy, and God could prepare that fish, and that fish could swallow Jonah up. Amen. You limit God's power, my friend, a lot of times. My friend, in this walk of life today, we sit back and say, well, I don't think God's able to do this. My friend, if you got somebody lost without God, I'm telling you right now, all God's wanting you to do is pray and lay their soul upon the altar and say, God, you save that individual. My friend, God will move when he gets ready to move. My friend, and touch that soul and touch that life today. My friend, verse number 7, the Bible said of chapter 2, when my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, and I pray my prayer come unto thee, unto thy holy temple. My friend Jonah woke up in the belly of that whale. My friend, seaweed all wrapped around his head and his neck. And my friend, I got to praying, looking up to God. He said, Lord God, I want you to do something. The Bible said there, he said, and they, in verse number 9, but I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I my friend, will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. My friend, I'm here to tell you that God, no matter what situation that you and I are in, my friend, no matter about the things in this life today, my friend, we got a great big God. My friend, if you've been saved by the grace of God, He's going to help you out of everything that you're in. My friend, He may give you a little bit of icing on the cake. My friend, if you just trust God and believe Him, my friend, as He is today, I'm glad I'm serving a big God. I'm glad I'm serving a God that cares about us today. Chapter number 3, we find my friend Jonah preaching. But he found out right quick he's out of God's will. My friend, God prepared that fish. They threw him over the overboard. That fish just come up and swallowed him. And my friend, he's got to praying to God. And my friend, then God sent him out there and he began to preach. The Bible said that he went through there preaching, my friend, the Word of God. My friend, sharing that God had told him to preach. And my friend, he went through that city of Nineveh, that great city of Nineveh. And my friend, large city. My friend, took 3 days to get through that thing. And my friend, the Bible said when he got there on the first day, he started preaching the word of God. And my friend, that God was going to come in and destroy that great city of Nineveh. My friend, he preached that for 3 solid days. He preached and he preached. My friend, the ruler, the king there of the city, he called everybody together and said, listen, let's get all the sackcloth and everything. We're going to pray. Ask God to forgive us and ask God to save this city. My friend, God moved upon that city. The Bible said in chapter 3, verse number 10, and God saw their works that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he did and said, and that he would do unto them. And he did it not. My friend, I'm here to tell you today that whenever you give your heart and your life to Jesus, you become a child of God. My friend, there ain't enough devils in hell itself to take that name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. My friend, it's there. Amen. And listen to me tonight, children. There's not a one of us today is perfect. Amen. Every one of us makes mistakes. We falter and we fail in this life. But ain't you glad you got a loving God that cares about you enough, my friend, to touch you in the midst to the night, in the middle of the night, and say, listen, you need to get things right with God. My friend, God's good and he's gracious today. He's a loving and tender God, my friend, that does what God would have us to do. Chapter 4 there, he began to preach. And my friend, we find, my friend, that after that God told him, said, Jonah, I'm going to save all these people. My friend, the Bible said, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly that he was very angry. My friend, listen to me. Jonah, he was mad because he went through everything that he did and God just didn't wipe him out. My friend, God's not on the wiping out business, amen? My friend, he's in the saving business. My friend, he wants to see people saved by the grace of God. If there's any preacher in me, hey man, I want to see people saved by the grace of God. I want to see you living close to God as you can get. I want to see you loving God as much as you can love. And if you love God, you're going to love me. Amen. My friend, you're going to love everybody that you meet in this walk of life if you love God. Amen. Now I'm going to preach to you. The Lord gave me this message. My friend, I want to preach to you tonight on is it worth it? Is it worth it? My friend Jonah, the Bible said here in the Word of God in chapter number 4, my friend, he said he went up there and he went through that city and poured his heart out. God saved them instead of God doing what he thought he was going to do. And my friend, he went up there on the side of the hill and he got in that booth and he sat down there and said, I'm going to see just what's going to happen to this great city called Nineveh. My friend, the Bible said he was sitting there, a gourd came up and shadowed him from the heat. For one day, God said he had a worm come by and that worm killed the gourd. And my friend Jonah was just about to faint. He said in himself, Lord, just go ahead and kill me. Just go ahead and kill me. My friend Jonah thought in his heart, man, this ain't worth it. This ain't worth it. My friend, it ain't worth it for me to go through all the things that I have been through. And just ain't worth it to stand and preach the Word of God. It ain't worth it, my friend, to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. My friend, I'm telling you today, there's been discouragement in every preacher. If that preacher is called of God, my friend, there has been discouragement in every preacher's heart. But I want to tell you tonight, young'un, it's worth it. Amen. Brother Chris, ain't it worth it? Amen. Brother John, ain't it worth it? Amen. Brother Pastor, I don't even have to ask you. I know it's worth it, my friend, today. Young'uns, listen to me tonight. It's worth it to serve God and live for Him today. My friend, there's so many blessings in this life that we miss because we disobey God. My friend, and I'm talking about spiritual blessings today. My friend, if you've never led somebody to the Lord, young'uns, you missing out on it. Amen. You missing out on it. I'm here to tell you there's nothing in your soul that can make you, my friend, and I am not saved by feelings. But thank God, listen, young'un, you can go out there tonight if the wind was blowing. My friend, you could feel the wind, but you couldn't see it, but you can see the results of it. I'm not saved on feelings. Thank God, but I won't tell you something tonight. Young'un, so I'm glad God gives us a little bit of gumption about us. Amen. We stand, do what God wants us to do. What a blessing it is to see somebody that you've been praying for years come in the house of God, come up here and bow on this altar, give their heart and their life to the Lord. Amen. My friend, listen to me tonight. I'm glad God knows, my friend, all about us tonight. And young'uns, it's worth it. It's worth it tonight, my friend, to know that what we are doing, my friend, for the cause of Christ, it's worth it tonight. Amen. I'll tell you, the brother that was over the van ministry, ain't it worth it? Ain't it worth it to see three children give their heart and their life to the Lord? I know that's hard work. My friend, it's not everybody wants to get up. Now, I see him. I'm up that same time he is. I can see him, my friend, out here in the parking lot. I get up early and I have something I have to do every morning on Sunday morning, and I go do that, and brother, he's out there getting that van ready. Now, I'm talking about early hours of the morning. Some of you still in the bed. Listen, I am early. If you call me after 9 o'clock, you ain't going to get me. I'm in the bed, amen, asleep. But buddy, when 5:30 comes, my feet hit the floor and I'm wide awake. Listen, God has a purpose in every one of us' life. My friend, and I ask you tonight, is it worth it? Is it worth it? But preacher, I come every Wednesday night, every Sunday night, every time they have revival. Young'uns, I'm gonna tell you something. If you fail to come to the house of God and just mind the Holy Spirit of God, my friend, you'll be missing something in your life. My friend, God may send the fires of heaven, my friend, through this place. My folks get saved by the grace of God. Now listen. I've said all of my ministry, I want you to mind God. You mind God. Some of you old ones, as old as I was here at Calvary, my friend, I'll tell you, there have been some shouting times in this church. I mean, I'm telling you, Brother Feldman wouldn't even get to preach the Word of God. Hey, shout her out from the beginning to the end. Folks come and get saved by the grace of God. Young'uns, listen to me. We're serving the same God as we served back in those days. We're serving today. My friend, ain't it worth it tonight? My friend, just come to the house of God, glorifying Him, lifting Him up, and say, God, I love you. I want you to do in my life what needs to be done in my heart and my life. My friend Jonah, as he sat there, my friend, all those things happened to him. He said, it ain't worth it. I'm here to tell you it is worth it. Amen. It's worth everything, my friend, that God can give us today. Young'uns, when we have a revival meeting, this house ought to be full. My friend, we ought to come in this house expecting God to give us revival and stir our heart and stir our life. People say, well, preacher, I don't have time for revival. That's what Jonah said. He said, I just don't have time for you, Lord. Just go ahead and take my life. You thought I'm going to just run from you, get away from you, and stay away from you. Young'uns, God is a loving God. He wants to give us everything in our life that we need. My friend, and listen, if we don't say, thank God, preacher, it's worth it tonight. Young'uns, we're missing out on some blessings that God has in store for you and I tonight. Young'uns, it's worth it, my friend, to come every single night in revival meeting. It's worth it, my friend, to serve God. Come well on Sunday morning, on Sunday night, and on Wednesday night, my friend, expecting God to do something great in the hearts and lives of His children today. But we've got to be willing to obey Him. We've got to be willing to come in this church and say, my, I want to do what God wants me to do. Amen. Youngs, I pray that God will get a hold of the choir and turn him every way but loose. Praise God, I pray that the Holy Ghost of God would come in this building, and my friend, there wouldn't be a seat that we couldn't sit in a seat. The power of God would be so real and so great in our heart and our life. Preacher, you preach like a holiness. Bless God, there's a little bit of holiness in all of us have been saved by the grace of God. If there's any salt in you, hey man, there's going to be a little holiness in you. I love the Lord and I thank God for him and what he's done in my heart and my life. Thank God I preach the word of God, try my best to mind the Holy Spirit. Listen, is it worth it, my friend, for a revival meeting? Is it worth it, my friend, to come to the house of God every time the church doors is open? My friend, listen. Is it worth it to us for us to have Calvary Baptist Church right here on the side of the road? My friend, listen. I'm telling you right now, it is worth it today, my friend, because this church is a beacon, my friend, in this area. This church, my friend, has the power and the presence of God around it today. My friend, when folks drive by the church, I pray, God, that you fill them if they're lost. You touch them. You fill them with the Spirit of God, those that are saved. Man, every time they go by the church, God, you just put that Spirit. I mean, move it. Let the Spirit of God move in that heart and that life. They'll say, every time I go by Calvary Baptist Church, there's something about that. Hey man, you see the same car pass back and forth, back and forth. My friend, you wait there a while, that car's going to be in the parking lot out here. They want to come in here and see what's going on. My friend, if they're lost without God, the Holy Spirit of God will save them. My friend, is it worth it tonight? I say yes, sir. And my friend, is it worth it not only, my friend, to the church, but my friend, is it worth it to the community? My friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you're a member of Calvary Baptist Church, you are a representative of this church out there in the community. You can't live like a devil out there into the community and expect somebody to look on your life and say, boy, I want to go to Calvary Baptist Church. There's a difference in that person's life. My friend, you are a representative in the community that you live in. You may not live in this community right here around the Calvary, but my friend, you are a representative of Calvary Baptist Church if you're a member today. Preacher, what are you saying? Well, I'm telling you, my friend, it's worth it living for God in your community. I'm telling you it's worth it, my friend, but have somebody come up and knock on your door and come in your house and say, listen, Kenny, I've got somebody I need on my heart. Would you pray for me? It's worth it today, children, to be a representative of Calvary Baptist Church. People ask me all the time, where are you going to church at? Buddy, I tell them right quick, I'm going to Calvary. My pastor is Brother Mark Hall. He preaches the Word of God gun barrel straight. And buddy, I'm telling you what's the truth. I love God and I love to do what He would ask me to do. And my friend, that's the way every one of us ought to be today. Well, my friend, it's worth it tonight. Youngs, it takes a great woman and a great man and a great young man, and my friend, a young lady, to stand up and say, listen, I am saved by God's amazing grace. Not because of what I did, but because of what He did on the cross of Calvary for me and for you tonight. Youngest Jonas no doubt said it ain't worth it. I'm here to tell you that it is worth it. Amen. My friend, it's worth it. I'll tell you something else. The older you get, the closer home you get. Amen, my friend. I'll tell you, I felt it, the Spirit of God and His presence more in my life than I ever had. Because I realized that my time is running out. He may call me home tomorrow. I don't know. But I want to tell you this. You won't have to worry about where Kenny Anderson's going. Amen, praise God. I stamped my ticket long, long years ago. My friend, I'm ready to go. I don't have to go home, pack my bags. My friend, I don't have to do nothing. My friend, God said, you just come with me and I'll take care of it. He said, I'll give you a robe of righteousness. Amen. My friend, He said, I'll give you a place to live. I'll give you a mansion to live in. And my friend, I want to tell you something. I ain't worried about none of those physical things. All I want to do is get to His feet, bow my head and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old wretch like me. I deserve hell. I deserve it tonight among anybody in this church. I deserve hell. But thank God for His mercy and His grace that come into my heart and my life and saved me today. My friend, I'm glad it's worth it tonight. My friend, not only for the church, the community, but it's worth it, my friend, for your children. Your children are looking at your life. Your children stay with you longer than you've in this church for a month at a time. My friend, your children are with you. Your children know what mom and dad is doing. Your children know mom and dad's fussing. Your children know what mom and dad does. Your children know if we're not come to the house of God. My friend, your children know all about that. Young's gonna tell you something. There's nothing more important to Kenny Anderson than my child. I love my child. I prayed for my child. My child is not perfect. Just like the daddy. I am not perfect. My child is not perfect. But I want to tell you this. I've tried, Shirley and I have tried all of our adult life to live before our child so that they could see Jesus in our heart and our life. My friend, listen, it's worth it today, my friend, to live for Him. Now I'm going to tell you when it's going to be worth it to you. My friend, I like the still of the night, don't you? Praise God, I do. I like it. Just laying in there communing with God. Just letting God speak to your heart and your life. My friend, we'd come home from a revival meeting. Well, Shirley and I was already in bed. Lisa was in the next room in bed. And then I heard a little sniffer in her room. And she said, Daddy, Daddy, boy, I know what's going on. Amen. My friend, I come in there to her and she said, Daddy, I want to be saved. I want to be saved right now. Glory to God. I'll tell you, I took her in there in that bedroom. Me and Shirley got down on our knees. My friend, I took the Word of God and I showed her what the Bible said. She gave her heart and her life to the Lord. Is it worth it? Oh, praise God, children, it's worth it. You, if you have never experienced that in your life, you're missing it, amen? My friend, it's worth it living for God. It's worth it serving God. It's worth doing what God wants you to do today. I've had difficulty. I will continue to have difficulty, no doubt, in this life. The devil don't like me, and he don't like you if your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's going to try everything he can to destroy your influence, my friend, destroy your out in the community, your relationship out there in the community. My friend, he's going to try everything he can to destroy all you've been doing in this life. But you know what? Since we've been back to this church, now I'm just being honest with you tonight. I had some ill will in my heart. I've took a lot in my ministry. I've been called everything but what I am to my face. And I had some ill will in my heart. I'm being honest tonight. But you know what? I couldn't keep that in my life. And I started coming here to Calvary. Brother Pastor started preaching the Word of God. That Word of God got all over my heart and my life. Buddy, I had to get on my knees and say, Lord, God, forgive me and help me. And I want to tell you something. One of those individuals that brought that to my heart and my life, I seen him the other day. I was standing in the business and had my back to him. Somebody had texted me and I was looking at my little flip phone and I got to go beep, beep, beep. And then somebody tapped me on my shoulder and I turned around. It was one of them, my friend, that brought a false accusation against me. And you know what I done? I just looked at him, big old smile on my face. I reached out and I said, Brother, how you doing? Good to be saved, ain't it? He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm preaching the Word of God. I said, the Lord's God's got me over here at Harmony for a couple of months. I've enjoyed every time I was over there. God blessed and God moved and God helped. I pray that God will help those folks over there. He said, yeah, I heard that you're filling in with somebody. And I said, I'll tell you all what I love, what God's doing in my heart and my life. And I said that truthfully. We stood there and talked for about 10 minutes. And I said, and I named a couple more men. I said, you tell them I was asking about them. Listen, children, you can't hold ill will in your heart and serve God. You cannot do it today. And young, and listen, the devil will do that. He'll bring somebody in your life that'll call you everything but what you are. And my friend, to get that ill will in your heart and your soul and get you out of whack with God. But I'm so glad them days is over. Amen. I'm walking and living for the Lord God closer than I ever have been in my life. And I praise His name. I thank Him for what He's done in my heart and my life. God has been good to me. God has touched my heart and touched my life. But I want to tell you something. It's been worth it. Everything that I've endured. Everything that I have been endured in my Christian walk. Thank God it's been worth it today. It was worth it the first time I come through the doors back there. My friend, from being gone for about 40 years. It was worth it. I sat back there about where Russell's sitting at tonight. I couldn't hardly contain myself. I mean, I was crying like a baby. I had everybody on the road there sitting on crying like a baby. My friend, I want to tell you something. I just felt something here that I hadn't felt in a pretty good while. Preacher, you mean you saved by feelings? I want to tell you something. If you're saved, you are going to feel it. That's all I can tell you. If you're saved, you're going to feel it. Praise God. I'm glad that God made it worth it, amen, to me. Listen, it's worth it, my friend, to come and be in the house of God every time His church doors is open. It's worth it, my friend, for the church. My friend, that we can do what we can do. Preacher, I can't do very much in the church. Listen, you can pray, can't you? If you're saved by the grace of God and your life is where it needs to be with God, young as you can pray. If you can't do nothing else, you can pray and ask God to touch the man of God as he stands and preaches the word of God. My friend, God has been good to all of us today. Young as it's worth it today for the community. I want to see those saved by the grace of God. My friend, what God's doing in their heart and their life. And they look at you and I that are members of Calvary Baptist Church. If you knock on a door and that person knows, my friend, that you go to Calvary and you're not living right, my friend, you just missed out on the opportunity of getting that person in the house of God. Maybe getting them under the preaching word of God and be saved by the grace of God. Listen, old saying is, you preaching to the choir. Youngs, I'm preaching what God laid on my heart before Brother Mark even asked me today. God touched my heart with this message. And he said, Kenny, I just got through preaching last Wednesday night over at Harmony. He said, Kenny, you're going to preach this message. When God tells me that through the Spirit, I just wait for the door to open. My friend, I wait for the phone call. My friend, I just wait for the invitation to stand and preach the Word of God. Youngs, I'm telling you tonight, it's worth it tonight. Amen. It's worth it living and serving God. It's worth it coming to the house of God. You men and ladies, girls and boys that come in the choir for choir practice, thank God it's worth it today. You may say, well, preacher, we just can't get through this song. But you know what? There's somehow God brings that song together. My friend, you made me messing up, singing over here and singing over there, but all of a sudden it just comes together. And my friend, when it comes together, oh, what a beautiful sound, my friend, it has. And that Spirit of God that you're singing in, my friend, that's what makes it real to me in my heart and my life. Choirs, I love you. Praise God, I pray for you every day that God keep using you for the glory of God. Amen. Let me tell you something tonight. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it serving God. It's worth it living for the Lord God. God has done so much for you and I today. Sister, do you know a song that's got worth it in it? If you don't, I want you to come anyway and play whatever God lays on your heart. God allowed me, as I was sitting there waiting, I wanted this young lady to do that. Young, is this worth it tonight? If you got somebody lost in your family, it's worth it to come bring that soul on this altar. Lay them on the altar for God and say, Lord God, would you save them? Would you help them to come to the knowing knowledge of Jesus Christ? If the devil's beating on you, if the devil's frailing on you, my friend, listen, it's worth it to come to God, lay it on the altar and say, God, you take care of it. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll walk with you. I'll love you. I'll serve you. Whatever it takes, God, I'm going to do it. It's worth it today, children. I know. I've been there. It's hard to get up early and get them little ones ready. It's hard, my friend, on Wednesday night when you worked all day and come home about give out, my friend, to come to the house of God on Wednesday night. But I want to tell you something tonight, children. It's worth it when you see that loved one come down the altar and give their heart to life to Jesus. It's worth it tonight. Pastor, if you would come, if you have a need, if you got somebody in your life, my friend's lost without God, you want to bring them to this altar is open for you tonight. May God bless you.
There was a dear lady that lived up on Parsonsville Road, up there where the big ivy splits at. Her name was Fanny Cardwell. She's gone on to be with the Lord now, but if you could talk to Fanny Cardwell, and you could say, Miss Fanny, does it pay to serve the Lord? Is it really worth it? And she could simply say, well, I'll let you make that determination, because I've got children. One of my children's name is Nell. You go talk to Nell and see if it's worth it. You say, well, what happened to Nell? Nell happens to be the mother of a young lady by the name of Cindy, who prayed earnestly that the Lord would bring a man into her life that would love the Lord as much as she did. Miss Cindy married me. I'm your pastor, the offspring of one which is playing the piano. I think she plays it as well as anybody I've ever known. I find her to be a virtuoso. I find her to be better than... I just love to hear her play. So you ask, Robbie, did your daddy and mama take you to church? You had a drug problem, didn't you? You got drugged to church every time you turned around. And look at you serving the Lord. This morning you had Bryant and Catherine. You also had another son that was preaching at Sharon Walker. Is it worth it? I believe it's worth it. Because if you had dropped the ball somewhere along the line, if your mom and daddy had dropped the ball somewhere along the line, my mama's been gone less than a year. But I think if you could walk up to her in heaven right now and say, Miss Joanne, let me ask you a question. You had five of the rowdiest little boys that ever grew up in this place called Thurmond. But you took them boys to church. Was it worth it? And I think she'd have to look at my brothers who were all in church. A couple of them deacons. Me serving as your pastor. I think you'd have to look at Mom, Brother Tam. And I think you'd hear Mom say, it's worth it. I think if you could slip up to Brother Feldman tonight or go find Miss Betty somewhere on the street of gold and say, Miss Betty, the trouble that them children caused you, but yet y'all just kept on with singleness of heart, bringing them before the Lord, kept on praying. Miss Betty, was it worth it? Brother Tam, I think she'd have to say, it was worth it.